she pierced. Yeah, I guess.
I'm so grateful that I was given this opportunity to speak, and I want to express my deepest thanks to the Rashi HaKailal Shlita. They should continue that they should impact the Kehillah, impact Klal Yisrael together with their Mishpachais, and Be'ezus Hashem, they and everyone here, the Yungalite, all the Mispalim, the Balabatim should be Zaycha, we should all be Zaycha together, to Aksiva V'chasim HaTayv and a good Gebench Deyar. I had mentioned to someone in town, and I mentioned it also to Rav Blezer a few days ago, that when this year happens, it happens every couple of years, it's, I think, when August and Elul clash. Like, I was trying to think of the best way to word it. That's probably the best way. August and Elul clash every few years. Let's be honest with each other. Some may be okay with what I'm about to say, and some, and that's good if that's the way you feel, and you fit into the second category. For some people, the Avodah of Elul started about 3 weeks ago. Today is Yud Zayin. Actually, for some, it may have even started after Tisha B'Av. They wanted to get a jump start and see what are the things that I could start working on now, even in Av, so that by Elul, I'm mamish more ready. And then those Elul, but then there might be some people as well. Well, it's August, it's the beginning of August, it's the middle of August, it's not even Labor Day. Some schools haven't started yet, a number of people aren't yet back to work, and it's actually a fantastic time to vacation and do X, Y, and Z. That might all be true, and that might be what many people have done. Wonderful, okay, certainly. But it doesn't change the fact that a week from Friday night is Yom HaDin. There's no other way to say it. It's like, I want to tell you this good news and this bad news. The bad news is Elul is half over. The good news is that it's only half over. And so while it is true that a week from Friday night begins Yom HaDin, and everyone stands in front of our King, our Creator, for judgment, so some people have been working already, maybe the whole year, some 6 weeks, some really took Elul and started a few weeks ago, and for others, there are a lot of cobwebs because Elul and August clashed. So it was a great time, as I said, to do this, that, and the other, and to vacation and whatever. And that may have been fine, no doubt. But like I said, the reality is we're here. Elul is halfway over. It's next Friday night. And now what? As I mentioned in the past, if you take the word Elul and you spell it backwards, it actually spells a word, lulei. Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed in reverse is the word Lulei. And Lulei is a word, if only. Like Lulei Sayrosa, you find Lulei Amanti. But Lulei means if only. In other words, it's really a life of a regret. Lulei, some people live and die, they go through the whole life with a life of Lulei. So yes, although there's only half of Elul left, it's still an opportunity to be Elul and not to be Lulei. Why didn't I? I had 2 weeks. I could have. I had to cram a little bit. That's true. But I know that I can do it. So why for the remaining almost 2 weeks live a life of Lulei when it could still be a magnificent, or a continuation, I should say, of a magnificent Chodesh Elul? But do not let it be only Lulei. I just regret that I didn't. So many people live their life and die that way. Let it be Elul Dik, let it not be Lulei Dik. I thought that maybe what we could focus on in the time that we have together, and again, I'm so grateful to the Kohel for giving me the opportunity, it's brought down, how often should one check their tefillin? There's a shita that brings down, you should check your tefillin every Elul. Ayin Shum. So I remember years ago hearing from the Jibodayin of Katz of Montreal a concept, and I'm saying this based on that concept, that one checks their tefillin every Elul. Maybe it could also mean, besides the literal interpretation, the Gemara famously tells us that we wear tefillin and Kav Yochel the Rebbeinu Shalom wears tefillin. Our tefillin says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Rebbeinu Shalom's tefillin says, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael. So maybe when we're being told that the Avodah of Chodesh Elul is, you gotta check your tefillin. maybe it means make sure that your tefillin is kosher, and the tefillin that the Ribbono Shel Olam has of you is kosher. Are we living by the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? And are we living up to the Ribbono Shel Olam's tefillin of us, Umi Kamcha Yisrael? Have you checked your tefillin yet this Elul? There's tefillin of Shema Yisrael, and there's tefillin of Shem having of us, Umi Kamcha Yisrael. So how are we doing with our pairs of tefillin that at least on a figurative level has to be checked every Elul, albeit it's already halfway over? Regarding Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to share with you something very quickly that I saw in the name of Reb Tzadok Milublin. I do have to apologize. Some of the Mispalim of Shari Tfila heard this yesterday. I'm a little bit hesitant to give the very quick 30-second elevator pitch because that would leave them open to say, if you could do it in 30 seconds, why didn't you do that yesterday? So I'm a little bit hesitant in front of some of the Mispalim. But so A, I don't want you to say that to me. B, all right, Chazara's good. Tayyum Mashnaim and Echad. You hear it a second time. It's a great vart. And I did see the impact it made on people. So, from both Minyanim. So I want to quickly share it with you now, vis-a-vis, are you living up to your tefillin? Elul, check it. I mentioned that in the Teichacha, it says, regarding the bracha part of it, that you will be rak lemala, velosiya lemata. Only up, not down. On top, not on bottom. Now the question is, why in the world do you need to say both? If it's one, by definition, it's not the other. Now you could say to me, in half a sense, that's not true. You could be not lemata, but it doesn't mean you're lemala, you could be in the middle. But the reverse is surely true. If you said you'll be rak lemala, and especially you're accentuating the word rak lemala, then what need is there to say velosiya lemata? That's given by definition. I'm on top, so I can't be on bottom. So Reb Tzadok Milublin bases it on Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud. It's a fantastic word. Yabetz was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Actually, he asked the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yabetz is a little bit of machlekas who it is, but it comes from the word otzuv, sad. He asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, Imbarech Tevarecheni. He asked the Ribbono Shel Olam for a life of bracha. And I believe the next word is Harchivi Eskivuli. I apologize. I don't have it. I would like to say it accurately. Is there a Divrei Hayamim that I could just say? Well, no, I'm not reading it from a klaf. No, just the Divrei Hayamim. I do want to say it correctly, so I apologize. Okay. So while it's being brought, not to waste time, because I know there's a large part to the program, basically, thank you very much. Yabetz asked Ribbono Shel Olam that I want bracha and I want my borders to be broadened. Again, we said it's Divrei Hayamim, thank you very much. Divrei Hayamim, Dalet Yud. And his lashon was, oh, I'm glad I looked. Imbarech tevarcheini v'hirbisa eskivuli. V'hirbisa eskivuli. So the literal pshat is that the bracha he was asking for was v'hirbisa eskivuli, that he should have a expanded border. That's the bracha he wanted. But Reb Tzadok says it means something else as well. Many people are given brachas, but if they don't, in a literal sense and a figurative sense, v'hirbisa eskivuli, expand their borders, not only will they be miserable, but the brachas could be detrimental. Just by a simple example, we said yesterday, many people are known to have won the lottery instantaneously, and then the end of that person who won the Mega Millions, they committed suicide, the family became dysfunctional, the family broke apart, they led the saddest and most miserable life. Because they had the Baruch Tevarcheini, but they were not prepared, the Hirbisa Eskivuli. Like if a person gets physical property, but they don't expand the place to put it, what are you going to do? But in a spiritual sense, a person could have Baruch Tevarcheini, we beg Hashem, please, I'll change, I want the brachas. But then he asked for something much more profound. V'hirbisa eskivuli. I have to become bigger, better, more understanding, more knowledge and depth. Expand your horizons vis-a-vis how much you could accomplish. Because if you get the part of Barech Tavarcheni, but you're not V'hirbisa eskivuli, then one could end up like those Mega Millions and Cholila, then what? That's where Reb Tzadok learns what he was asking from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want brachos, but please, more importantly, v'herbisas gvuli, in a spiritual sense, I'll use those brachos to become better, wiser, more understanding, a greater breadth of knowledge of what my job is in this world. And that's where Reb Tzadok translates the bracha in yesterday's parsha. We asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to be Rachlamala. Rachlamala means, please, Hashem says, if you keep my Torah, you're going to get the brachas, you're going to get them, you're going to get them, you're going to get them. But getting them and not changing, almost meaningless. Maybe it's less than meaningless, maybe it could be detrimental, as we already proved, because and then what? But I gave it to you, and then what? So the bracha that Hashem says, if you keep my Torah, Be'ezras Hashem, you'll be rak lemala, meaning you'll take the brachas, velosi elamata. Don't remain a lemata dika person. A lemata dika person is small-minded. A lemata dika person doesn't broaden their horizons. They don't become bigger. They don't become better. They don't have more she'ifas that I could change from what I was. So you could be lemala and still be, unfortunately, lemata. And maybe during part of our year we were lemala. We got. But did we remain lemata? Small-minded. Not having big hasagais. Big she'ifais. Raising the bar a little bit. Bigger, better, more knowledge, more understanding, I can. To get the lamala and still be lamata, shame. That's lule. So maybe to better fulfill our tefillin, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Dveikus Bashem, and getting close to Hashem, it starts with asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, please, give me the brachos Barech Tevarcheini, this, you'll see, but you'll see more than that, V'herbisa Eskvuli, I'll broaden who I was this past year. Watch. So we should haka be zaycha lemala, but velosia lemata. Don't stay small-minded. A cleaner way of thinking. Broaden your knowledge, your bigger, better, greater, your she'ifais. Now that is checking your tefillin. What about the tefillin that the Ribbono Shel Olam wears, kaviyachol, our tefillin of Mika Amcha Yisrael? Have we checked that? I want to quote to you, and I'm so grateful to Rabbi Buchsband Shlita for bringing to my attention this vart from the Radomsker. This Radomsker made, found in Tver Shleima, a very, very profound impact on me. In full disclosure, it's the first time I'm saying it Barabim. I just had this chus mamish now, that's why I was a few minutes late, finishing to write it up in an article for the Inyan magazine, A Torah Thought. It's something that in the many places I'll have this chus be'ezras Hashem of being until the Yamim Tovim. I hope to say it again and again. So it's actually the first time I have this chus of saying it Barabim, but I was so taken by this pshat from the Heilige Radomsker Zechus Yogar Aleinu. I want to share it with you. I myself am going to divide it up into two parts. And this is how to make Elul and not Lule. This is how to check your tefillin. Am I living Mikamcha Yisraeldik? If you take a look in Sefer, he says so powerfully. The Pasuk said in Parshas Kitseitse, that what we read last week, Kitseitse Machana Aloivecha, which literally means your camp is going to go out against the enemy, even a shvartami kol davar ra. Make sure that you are careful with kol davar ra. It's a pasuk, Parshas Kitseitse. The Radomsker has a fabulous way to explain this pasuk. He says, and I quote, I have it in front of me, this pasuk is clearly a remez to the yom of Rosh Hashanah. Kitseitse machana alivecha is actually referring to the machana of the Sitra Acher, which the easiest way to understand that is the Satan. which on Yom HaDin prosecutes against us. Like it or not, that's what's happening starting next Friday night. He says, Machana Alivecha, he, the Sitchacher, the Satan, the prosecution, gathers and camps to go after you and me, me and you. And what can we do to silence the prosecution? He says very, very powerfully, regarding the end of the Pasuk, V'nishmartim mikol davara, he says the word davara could also be read as the word dibur ra. The way to properly prepare, or should I say, to silence the prosecution, the satan, the sitra acher, from speaking ill against us, v'nishmartim mikol dibur ra. Don't speak negatively of others. And he says in great detail, stop looking for people's chesreinos. Quoting the Pasuk Lamed Daled in Tehillim, Miyusha Chofetz Chaim, Netzar L'Shoin Chameroth from David HaMelech, he says so powerfully, Miyusha Chofetz Chaim, because I told you it's Rosh Hashanah, Miyusha Chofetz Chaim, who's the one that wants to be written B'Sefer HaChaim on Rosh Hashanah? Here's the ticket. Netzar L'Shoin Chameroth. Don't speak ill and negative and badly of others. Stop looking for the chesreinos. Look for their milas. You do that, you're on your way to having checked your tefillin, umi kamcha Yisrael. So I was thinking, and again, time is short and there's still quite a bit to say, what is one of the best ways to become a person who is nishmarta mikol dibura? I'd love to become a person who better focuses on your milas, not your chesreinos. I mentioned on Tisha B'Av that a number of months ago someone approached me. They were bothered by an article in one of the Jewish magazines. And I asked them to explain what bothered them. And they read that, they told me, it was an article about tznius. And it was a very nuanced, delicate part. And the person felt that the way the article ended was a bit sarcastic and demeaning, and they were very caught off guard by it. And after hearing what they said, to be honest with you, I felt the same way. I felt that, I mean, you don't end an article like that. You don't make fun of such a sensitive topic in tznius. I asked them to bring me the magazine so I could read it. I only had time a few weeks later. I read it. I called up the person and I said, reading the article, I could understand why you were bothered by that part. It almost sounded a little bit demeaning. But when you turn the page to page 2, you clearly see how the author says, don't misconstrue it, Chalila, here's the correct approach. The person stopped me and said, turn the page? The article ended on the bottom of the first page. There was no second page. I said, sure there was. I have the article in front of me. You gave me the magazine. There, and I went to look. I see why they made the mistake and they thought that it ended on the bottom of the first page. Because of the way the font was and the typesetting and the layout, one could have erroneously have thought that the article ended at the end of the first page. But there was a second page. They didn't turn the page. And if you would turn the page, you would see that the author clearly explained why you shouldn't be sarcastic, but rather this is the correct approach, and ended it beautifully, magnificently. I said to the person, you didn't turn the page. And then I thought to myself, that's the answer. So often in life, we speak dibur ra, we view a person's chesreinos. We could be quickly critical of them. Stop! You didn't turn the page. And if you didn't turn the page, and you don't know what they're experiencing, you don't know what they're going through. And by the way, most often in life, since we didn't write the book, you and I will never find out what that person is going through. How could you be so judgmental and critical? You didn't turn the page. And if you didn't turn the page and you don't know what they're experiencing and you don't know the end of the story and you don't know behind the scenes and what they're actually going through and, isn't that a great way to view a person's milas, their qualities, not to be so judgmental? Try it. The next time that you're about to have a confrontation or the argument is going to raise a few octaves in voice, stop. You didn't turn the page. And even if you think you did, there might be a ton you're unaware of. that should help us that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Kiseitze Machalei Vecha, that prosecution is going to be there. They're going to encamp to attack, to prosecute, to speak ill of us. Don't speak ill of others, and they won't speak ill of us. In fact, the Radomsker himself says, Im Odom Machazik es Chaver Becheska Tzadik, if you look for their milas, you realize that you didn't turn the page and you view someone as a tzadik, Oz Gam Oyser Yichtoiv Besifre Tzadikim Lohaitzit Mishvateinu Lo'ira. It's an easy, I think, piece of advice to work on to make sure. Listen, nobody wants to be responsible, Kaviyachal, for Hashem's tefillin not being kosher. None of us are big enough for that. Now it says, Umi Kam Chi Yisrael. Do you live it? Then the Radomsker says what perhaps I'll read you the words. The Radomsker says, Iker ha'achona, the main hachona, main and most important preparation for Yom HaNeira HaGadol Yom HaDin is Lihi Yais Reyos V'Achva Bein B'nei Yisrael. He bases it on the pasuk that says, B'chatzoytzoyts V'kol Shofar Horiyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, which literally means Horiyu Yom Trua. That's a Yeresent Yom Trua. We'll have a Trua. Horiyu is also Miloshoin Reyos. And so the Radomsker says, "B'chatzos is a kol shofar horiyu lefnei hamelech Hashem." The main preparation, an important hachana to Yom Hadin, Yom Hagadol, Yom Haner, to silence the prosecution is horiyu miloshoin reyus v'achva. It's a chance to build the unity, the friendship, the closeness. And he does speak out even stronger than to be honest with you. I'm giving over again and again and again, says the Tver Shleima. This is Hachana L'Yayim Hadin. You have many psukim that show you cannot be Mamlech Hashem lacking unity. Every Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah says, Ve'yosu Chulam Aguda Achas. In Malchi Yosef Musaf, we say, Vayhi Bishur Melch B'Sasef Rosh Hayom, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Chazal tell us, Ein Melech B'loi Om. Which for our understanding doesn't mean he's not a king without us. It means if we're not an Om, we can't appreciate and proclaim Malchus. So you have Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk showing what the Radomsker says, that Horiyu Miloshon Reyus is the Achana. I guess simply stated, if you want next week, if we want to be Mamlech Hashem and proclaim him as our king, there has to be Reyus V'Achva. So although it may have been a late start, if you're hearing the words coming out of my mouth, and a phone call needs to be made, a conversation needs to be had, or a discussion, or whatever it might be, do it. Or else you'll hear this in 2 weeks and think, Lule. And so the tefillin has to be checked, ours and Hashem's of us. I'll just tell you very quickly, and with that we'll conclude, in keeping with this concept of the Radomsker, of making sure there's Reyus, Aguda Achas, Yachad Shifte Yisrael, Ein Melech B'Layon, in our shul, in Shari Tefila, about 15 years ago, before Tkiyas Shofar, this year, Bez Hashem, be on the second day, there's no Tkiyas on the first day, we started, I can't call it a minug, but I spoke to my poisek, it could certainly be called a custom. I asked him, I spoke to him very clearly already a few times about speaking about it, Berabim, he said, Avada. I can't take credit for it, I got the idea from one Rav who got it from another, many Rabbanim do it. The Paris that it's produced has been Pile, 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 Ployim. In 60 seconds, what happens is, before Tkiyas Shofar, I remind the Olam of this concept, the importance of strengthening the Reyus, the Emes Achva, the togetherness that the Radomsker and the Psukim speak about before Tkiyas Shofar. So we take a few very quick moments where somebody turns to the person near them. It doesn't have to be next to them. It could be a few people away. This side of the Mechitza with here, that side of the Mechitza over there, knows the men with the men, the women with the women, children do it, everybody does it, we hope. And you turn to somebody and you simply say, right now, before Tkiyas Shofar, that's when you're Mamlech Hashem. That is the moment you're Mamlech Hashem. What can I daven for you? is there something mamish on your heart, a heartfelt bakasha that I could have in mind for you today and daven for you throughout the year? And I can't go into all of the details. If you want to know the stories that have come out from the last 15 years, some of the Mesbalim of Shaarei Tefillah are aware of it. There are dozens and dozens, countless stories of the results. It's really a simple thing. It takes a few minutes, but what it does is it creates an ahava, a shalom, and a reyos. Now there's a greater unity. Now be mamlech Hashem. And so I turn to the person next to me. Is there something that's mamish on your heart that you'd like me to daven for you this year? Can I have you in mind today? This one to this one, this one to that one. There have been, as I said, countless stories. I remember one of the first one that occurred about 15 years ago was there were two girls that had been seeking shidduchim for quite a number of years. They turned to each other and each one asked the other to daven on their behalf. A few months later of that year, I was standing under the chuppah of one of them. And they asked, the bracha for each one was, to daven that we should find a zivug hagum bekar. I was standing under the chuppah of one. And I couldn't understand why the other actually wasn't there. They were good friends. Later that night, I came home and I got a phone call. It was about 2, 3 in the morning. She was actually calling from a different part of the country, so by her it was a little bit earlier. Mazel tov, I just became a kala. In other words, on the night that one was having their chuppah, the other became a kala. It's not hyperbole to tell you. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of such stories. Perhaps the one that I enjoy saying over the most, and we'll say, and we'll end with this, there were a bacher that he learned in yeshiva on the East Coast, but he knew this is what they do in Rabbi Shapiro Shul. They daven there for years. So even though he's in a gargar chush of a yeshiva, he turned to somebody next to him and he said to him, this is what Rabbi Shapiro says we should do. So he had a moment before tkiyas, so each asked the other. Again, because they both needed shidduchim, each one asked. So the friend said, okay, what do you want me to have you in mind for? He said, I want to find my zivug hagum bekar. He said to the friend, he told me the story himself, what do you want me to have you in mind for? And he said, have me in mind that I should marry a rich girl from, and he said the name of the city. I'm not saying the name of the city because since it's being recorded, it's going to end up getting to that city. I don't want it. But he was like really uber specific. I want to marry a rich girl from that, and he says the name of the city. Matzei Yantif, the first one, who asked for the bracha, you should find the zivug hagum b'karav, the wife of the mashgiach came over to him and said, I have an amazing shidduch for you. Matzei Rosh Hashanah. Hitaka went out with the girl suggested by the wife of the mashgiach, and a few months later in the winter, he was at his chasana. His friend, the one who was super specific, was not at the chasana. But you're such a good friend. He wasn't there because he was about to get engaged, which he did indeed 2 days later, and he got engaged to a girl from that city that he mentioned, whose last name was Rich. And that's exactly what happened. I don't want to say the name of the city, but that's exactly what happened. Oh, he was specific, and he got it. Hitaka married a rich girl from that city, 2 days apart from his partner. Because when you partner, it brings reyos. And when you bring reyos, now you could be Mama Hashem. Yehirotzei milefnei avinu sheba shemayim. There's still half of Elul. I don't even hear the word lule. I'll tell you what I do hear. My tefillin says, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I'm sincerely going to ask Hashem, I want to be Lamala. It's almost like the idea, Shani Elorish, V'loi Lazanav. I want to be Lamala, but I will not remain a Lamatadika person. Small-minded, I will be the Hirbisa Eskivuli, bigger, better, more bright, She'ifas, Avodas Hashem. Now that's being Lamala and not Lamata. And I will certainly make sure that the Ribbono Shel Olam's tefillin that he has of us is kosher. I will make sure on that day when the Sa'at Acher encamps and gathers against us, I will properly prepare. I won't speak Dibura. I certainly won't focus on a person's chesroinus because I know, I remember, I didn't turn the page. And if you didn't turn the page, you don't know the entirety of the story. So don't be so judgmental. I will certainly make sure, Horiyu lefnei HaMelech Hashem, that there is the reyus, that there is the achva, the lashon of the Radomska was, Iker HaChana, it is the most important preparation to Yom HaDin. And in that schus, that our tefillin is kosher, and the tefillin the Ribbono Shel Olam has of us is kosher, may we all be zeichet together in such a wonderful, wonderful Tayredike Kehillah. To a kesiva v'chasima toiva, a good gebenchte yor, all of our tefillah should be answered. Yemaleh Hashem kol mishalas libchem l'tayva.